U.S. beef, pork, and lamb face a unique challenge in the Caribbean market. Many hotels and restaurants have limited space for the storage of red meat products. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Liz Wunderlich explains USMEF's approach to not only meet that challenge, but put U.S. red meat ahead of the game in a very competitive market.
Portion control really is what I consider an advantage USA, because not only do we have our product that is not easily picked off by our competition in this market, which is Latin America, New Zealand, Australia, they're not selling portion control into my market. That said, one of the real challenges with portion control is you absolutely have to do the math with them. They have to understand the math behind portion control.
Wunderlich says pointing out the advantages of portion control allows her to market U.S. red meat based on something more than just price.
There's so much more to portion control than just the price. They do not, in most cases, have trained butchers, or do they have a place to send someone to get trained? So they are depending on us to help them. And the easiest way to do it is say, hey, let us do it for you. Let us do it at the U.S., at the cut shop level. Storage space, their chillers and their freezers at the hotel level, they're very small. They would much rather have space for their customers than space for their product. And the same thing with electricity is enormously expensive in the Caribbean. And some of these tour groups actually have a spec that says all your meat must be frozen because they're so scared of the cold chain management. That makes it an easy sell for portion control.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Ralph Lose.